our first president, George Washington, said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." John Adams, our second president, told King George during the Revolutionary War, "We recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus." President Ronald Reagan said, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. If you love America and believe in God of the Bible, then you've landed at the right place. Welcome home to a God-fearing, red, white, and blue USA Proud podcast. This is America Resurrected with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, it's Kevin Alexander in America Resurrected, and I want to thank you for joining us today for our weekly podcast. You're going to love this one. Anyway, I tell you what, if you can't come up with a message in today's world, something is wrong with you. All you and I have to do is take our Bible, and you can just go ahead and flip to the 66th book of the Bible, the book of Revelations, and you can turn on your television, probably Fox News, if about the only television channel about halfway tells it the truth. They probably have their own agenda at the end of the day as well, but those other channels are, to call them fake news is being nice to them. They just make up whatever they want to say and say it. It's not reporting. It's not sharing the news. It's not delivering the news. It's just totally opinionated. It has, most of it's not even happening. And they've brainwashed probably half of America. But if you take your Bible and you take a little bit of television, and you don't even need a television, you can research it on the internet, the computer, and you go to good sources. My goodness, can you believe what is happening in the day and time we are living in? My granddaddy always talked about this stuff, about what would happen before Jesus came back. And you know, I always thought Granddad was a little out there, a little just delusional and all this good stuff. But you know, the older I get, my Granddad was smarter than I gave him credit for as a child. Jesus is coming back. There is going to be a one world government. There is going to be a one world currency. There is going to be a one world organization. And there will be a one world leader called the Antichrist. The good news for you and I, as born again, Bible believing Christians, is we won't be around to see the Antichrist come on the scene. We will be taken away through what is called the rapture of the church. That's an exciting time for us, and I can't wait. Things are getting so crazy in today's world. Every now and then, I do call my pastor friends just to make sure Jesus hadn't already come. I got a message for you today on this week's podcast at America Resurrected called "It Is Official. President Donald J. Trump Has Lost His Mind." I have finally found something that the liberals and I can agree on. Donald Trump has lost his mind. It's not the tweeting that bothers me. It's not the brash talk sometimes that bothers me. It's not his directness that bothers me. That's not why I think he's lost his mind. See, I talk to a lot of Christian folks, and you know, they'll say, "Well, I like what Donald Trump's doing. I like what he's doing for the economy. I like what he stands for. I like the borders. I like that he likes America. I just don't like the way he talks. I wish he wouldn't tweet as much." Let me tell you something today. If I got treated the way that man got treated, I wouldn't be as nice as he is about it, probably. And a lot of times, truth be known, President Trump is saying publicly what you and I are already thinking privately and are probably telling our family as we sit on the couch and watch him say it. He just has the boldness to say it publicly. And I've always been a Donald Trump fan. From day one, when he walked down that escalator at Trump Plaza, I told people, that's going to be the next president of the United States of America. He's going up against 16 politicians on the Republican side who are old-fashioned politicians who've been part of the swamp and have been a problem in the swamp. You got to understand, when Donald Trump said, I was going to drain the swamp, he said, I'm going to drain the swamp. He didn't say, I'm going to drain the Republicans, I'm going to drain the Democrats. And they're on both sides. But since I've been with Mr. Trump from day one, I've backed him, I've supported him, I've stood up for him, I've believed in what he was doing for America. I've finally come, after 3 years of him being in office, I've finally come to the conclusion of this. Donald J. Trump has lost his mind. Any man that would want to go up to Washington and deal with the junk he deals with has had to lose their mind. He is 74 years old. Could play on any golf course in the world every day of the week. Had a wife. Had successful children. Has a successful business and organization. The last thing a man like that should want to do is to go up to Washington, D.C. and get tied up in all of that mess up there in Washington. He's had to lose his mind. That place would drive anybody crazy. That place would make anybody lose their marbles. And people want to go up there, the Pelosi's of the world, the Schumer's of the world, the McConnell's of the world, the Dianne Feinstein's of the world, the Ginsburg of the world, who's on the Supreme Court at 87 years old. These people want to go up there and spend their whole life up there. What in God's name was Donald thinking to want to go up there and deal with those folks? There's only one explanation I can come up with. It wasn't money, because he's not even taking a salary. I can tell you this, my friend, if Barack Obama didn't take a salary, they would have put a statue of him all over Washington, D.C. Donald Trump's not even taking a salary. I believe, if some reports are true, his net worth has declined. Has went down since he's been in Washington. You show me another politician whose net worth has gone down since they've been in Washington, and I'll show you a gorilla that can drive a four-wheeler around the interstate. This man's lost his mind. I agree with the liberals. Donald is crazy. The only thing I can think of, the only reason I can think of that Donald Trump would want to be in Washington is because he loves America. I believe with all my heart, as imperfect as President Trump is, and to those of you who pick on his imperfections 24/7 and think that's your full-time job, I say welcome to the real world. He's imperfect, just like I'm imperfect, just like you're imperfect. Quit looking at it through earthly eyes and look at it through the eyes of Jesus. I believe through all his imperfections that Donald Trump loves the United States of America. I think everything he does, he's got on his mind that I'm going to make America great again. We the people are going to make America great again. And before this China virus hit, our economy was booming. Our economy was on fire like never before. Unemployment across the board. I don't care if you were black, blue, white, purple, skinny, fat, rich, poor, country, city, man, woman. The unemployment rate was the lowest that we've ever seen. Now Donald's up there in the middle. Made a great decision on the travel ban earlier in the year. Got crucified for that. He could be running the country like the folks in New York are running New York, then we'd all be in trouble. But I don't think Mr. Trump cares what his critics got to say. I got a picture of a guy leading an orchestra, and it says sometimes when you lead, you got to turn your back on the crowd. And that's what you get. Leaders lead. The reason I think Donald Trump's lost his mind, who in their right mind would go up there and deal with those politicians in Washington? They're not leaders. They're elected officials. They don't lead nothing. Leaders don't care to make people upset because they believe in something strong enough. Our country, our states, our schools, our universities, our businesses are lacking leaders. He ain't the most religious person I've ever heard speak, but one time I heard Charles Barkley, the great NBA Basketball Hall of Famer, say this: no matter what I say, half are going to agree and half are going to disagree, so why don't I just tell people what I think and tell them the truth? People say, I don't want to offend nobody. Well, you're offending other people by not offending people. If you don't speak the truth, you offend the people that want to hear the truth. If you speak the truth, you're offending the people that don't want to hear the truth. So just speak the truth. That's what Mr. Trump does. He gets crucified for it. Let me ask you this question, my friend. You're listening to Kevin Alexander, America Resurrected Podcast. Like us on our Facebook page at America Resurrected. Share this with your friends. There's no political correctness in America Resurrected. We preach the God of the Bible. We stand for Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe that He was buried, resurrected from the dead. He lives forever, evermore on the right hand of the Father. He is coming back again to get His children. He's coming back again to get His children. He's coming to get His children. You better be a child of God if you want to come on the rapture ride to heaven. Let me ask you this, my friend. If the people in Washington are so smart, I mentioned this last time I preached at America Resurrected. See, the politicians want us to think they're so smart and we as little citizens can't make our own decisions. We can't fend for ourselves. We got to have somebody how to put a pacifier in our mouth and tell us how to spend our money and tell us how to put our right foot in front of the left foot. That's what's bugging me about the coronavirus, to be honest with you. The American people tried to do what was right. We listened to our health leaders. We didn't overwhelm the hospitals. But now the government's starting to treat us like a bunch of little babies. And in the process, they're trying to take our liberties and our freedoms. Hey, Americans are big people. We the people are big people. We know how to put one foot in front of the other. I'm not going to the store laying on top of people, sneezing in their face, blowing air in their face. We're staying social distancing away. Quit treating us like babies, you politicians. You're the ones that need to pacify because you're a bunch of whiners when you don't get your way. If you're so smart in Washington, let me ask this question. If you're so smart you can run the public school system, and you're so smart you can run the university, and you're so smart that we need federal health care because you know how to run the health care system better than the insurance companies and the doctors and the hospitals. You'll have hearings on whether steroids are being used in baseball or whether the New England Patriots cheated in football. If you're so smart you can handle everything, I ask Congress, Senate, I ask the House of Representatives, I ask every politician, every person in Washington, I ask you this question. If you are so smart and we American people can't figure it out, why in Sam's Hill are we $25 trillion in debt with another $100 trillion-plus dollars in unfunded promises to the American people through the social programs that you put in place? If somebody's got an answer to that question, dial me up. hook up with me on Facebook and give me the answer. The answer is this, my friend. You ain't that smart. The American people are the ones that made America great, not the politicians. And Donald J. Trump, at the end of the day, is an American citizen. He's not a politician. He hadn't spent his whole life up there in that rat race called Washington, D.C. He's up there to try to fix America and was well on his way. Then the China virus or the liberal virus, whatever you want to call it, came. And now they're trying to keep our country shut down through the election. You saying you think there's politicians that want America to fail, Kevin? Do you really believe there's politicians that don't love America? My answer to that is you got it. You're getting the hang of it now. You're exactly right. Believe it with all my heart. I ain't the only one. But Donald Trump has lost his mind to go want to deal with those folks up in Washington. Those people come to me, well, I don't like the way he tweets. I tell you this. You want Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton to be your president. I want a man that's got a backbone. I want a man that loves America. I want a man who's willing to stand up to China and say, you're not going to rip us off anymore. I want a man who's going to stand up to Mexico and say, you're not going to send the illegal immigrants over here anymore. I want a man that's going to stand up to crooked politicians and say, we're going to drain the swamp. I want a man in the White House. I didn't vote for a preacher. I voted for a president. And I want one that's going to stand up for America, unleash the American economy, get rid of these needless, phony regulations that we got hindering small businesses from growing, hindering corporations from growing. I want somebody to bring the jobs back to America. I want America to be great again. I want to keep America great again. I want my children and grandchildren to have the freedom that past generations had. Thank God Donald Trump's in office. Those people come to me, well, I don't like the way he tweets. I don't like the way he talks. I look at him and I say, thank God he's in office and not Hillary Clinton. Could you imagine through this virus if we had another leader, they would just hand our country over to China? They wouldn't do that, Kevin. They've been doing it for 30 and 40 years. And Donald Trump finally came in and said, enough is enough. We're doing new trade deals. China got their little feelings hurt. And threw the coronavirus on it, the China virus, the liberal virus, whatever you want to call it. But I thank God Donald Trump is our president. I pray for him every day. My family prays for him every day that God would give him physical protection, that God would put Christians around him, that he would use godly wisdom in making decisions for our great nation. Church, conservative fellow friends of mine, this November is the most important election we'll ever have in our life. We've got to stand up and we got to be heard. We the people got to rise one more time. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for going to the White House and having the courage to walk away from your life of luxury that you could have had to go deal with the swamp up there. We need more to do that. We're going to stand for freedom and liberty so our children and our grandchildren can have an America to grow up in that was designed by our great founding fathers. With Christian liberty, Christian principles, biblical foundation. Let's pray for that as we go forward, as we pray for revival one more time in the United States of America. You've been listening to Kevin Alexander on America Resurrected Podcast. You can like us on our America Resurrected Facebook page, America Resurrected. Jesus resurrected from the dead, came up from the grave. Decades ago, the old America died. It got away from God and the things of the Bible. It's time we resurrect and turn back to the God that created us, to the God that gave us freedom and liberty. We don't owe it to no political party. We don't owe it to no group of people. We owe it to Almighty God Himself to fight for freedom and liberty, for this generation and generations to come. Thank you for listening to America Resurrected Podcast. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Please join America Resurrected in praying America will return to its Christian heritage and become a God-fearing nation again. God bless you, and God bless America.